Text B. Men and women are often claimed to differ in their way of thinking, talking, and acting. How do these differences come about? Are they attributable to biological traits of men and women, or are they developed as part of their growing up in a particular cultural environment? Read the following text and see what the author has to say on these questions. Different ways of talking.
A few hours after Joy Fisher's birth, her parents took pictures of her. Joy's mother put a pink headband around Joy's head so that everyone who saw the pictures would know that the new baby was a girl. Even before she was born, Joy's parents knew that she was going to be female. When Joy's mother was 6 months pregnant, she got a sonogram, or picture of the baby. When the doctor said, "I'm sure you have a little lady in there," Joy's parents told all their relatives and friends that their baby was a girl. Gifts soon arrived, including pink dresses and dolls. Joy's parents decorated her room in pink and white. A few years later, Joy's brother, Tommy, was born. His room was painted blue, and he received books and a football as gifts. Joy enjoyed helping her mother take care of the new baby. She also enjoyed playing with other girls at school. Now, Tommy has also entered school, where he plays with other boys. The games Joy and Tommy play are quite different. Joy loves jumping rope with her two best friends. Tommy likes to play ball with a large group of boys. Sometimes, when they play a game, he is the captain. He enjoys telling the other boys what to do. Joy, on the other hand, doesn't like it when new girls join her friends and try to change the way they jump rope. She thinks that some of these girls are too bossy.